Building a repair estimate that's profitable and fair. A repeatable way to price a repair so it's profitable for you and fair to the customer. Covering parts at honest markup, labor at your true cost plus margin, the diagnostic and the warranty. Presented as one clear number. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. An estimate is a promise about price. Build it sloppily, and you either lose money or scare off a fair customer. A good repair estimate covers everything the job actually consumes. The part, your labor at a real rate, the diagnostic, and the cost of standing behind it. At a margin that keeps you in business, presented as a single clear price the customer can say yes to. This article is the repeatable method so you're not reinventing the number on every call. How it works. Every repair price is built from the same parts every time. The part S at your cost, marked up. The labor, figured as the time the task takes times your true cost per hour plus margin. The diagnostic slash service call fee or its credit, per your policy. A margin that accounts for warranty risk, slow seasons, and profit. Markup on parts isn't greed. It pays for sourcing, stocking, the cash you have tied up in inventory, the truck that carries it, and the warranty you put on it. Labor priced at true cost plus margin is what keeps the doors open. Put the pieces together consistently and the same repair gets the same fair price whether it's Monday or Friday, you or your other tech. In the field, price the part with an honest, consistent markup. Take your real cost on the part and apply your standard markup. The markup covers procurement, the inventory you float, and the part warranty you're backing. Keep it consistent. A customer who senses the markup changes by mood loses trust fast. Markup is normal and defensible. Arbitrary markup is not. Price the labor off task time times true hourly cost plus margin. Use a realistic time for the task, from your own job history, not a hopeful guess, times your true cost per billable hour, then add margin. This is exactly why knowing your true hourly cost comes first. It's the multiplier under every labor line. Add the diagnostic per your policy. Either it's a separate line, or it's credited toward the repair, or it's already baked into your margin. Whatever you decided, apply it the same way every time. Present it as one number with a plain explanation. Most homeowners don't want a line item teardown. They want the price and confidence it's fair. To fix this it's X, and that includes the part, the labor, and our warranty on the repair. Offer the breakdown if they ask, but lead with the clean total. Get approval before you start. The estimate is approved, in writing or by a clear verbal yes, before the wrench turns. No surprises on the invoice, ever. Normal values and targets. Build labor times from real history. If a blower motor swap honestly takes you 1.5 hours on a typical unit, price 1.5 hours, not the 45 minutes it took once on an easy one. Optimistic labor times are the most common reason profitable estimates lose money. Markup is a business cost recovery, not a windfall. Your markup covers sourcing, inventory carry, and warranty. State it to yourself as a percentage and hold it consistent across jobs. Build the warranty cost into the margin. Some repairs come back. Your margin has to fund the callback truck roll on the ones that do, or your profit is just deferred loss. Round to a clean, confident price. A tidy number presented plainly reads as professional. A weirdly precise figure invites haggling. Common faults and what they mean. Estimate loses money, despite good margin. The labor time was underestimated. You priced 45 minutes for a 90-minute job. Customer feels overcharged on parts. Markup was inconsistent or unexplained, or the part is one they can price online. Be ready to explain what the markup by sourcing, stock, warranty. Repair comes back and you eat the callback. Your margin never funded warranty risk. Price it in so returns don't wipe out the job. Customer balks at the total. You led with a big number and no context. Lead with the value fixed right, warranted, and the price lands easier. Two techs quote the same repair differently. No standard method. Build a price book or a fixed formula so the number is the number. Tech tips and gotchas. Underestimating labor time is the silent killer. Almost every unprofitable estimate traces back to a labor time that was too optimistic. Price the job that usually happens. Stuck fasteners, tight access, stubborn part, not the best case version you got lucky on once. Be ready to defend parts markup, because customers can price check parts now. A homeowner with a phone can find the parts retail price in seconds. When they do, your answer isn't defensive, it's that your price includes sourcing it today, stocking it on the truck, installing it correctly, and warrantying both the part and the labor. That bundle is the value. The bare part price online is not the same product. A repair price is for the outcome, not the minutes. Customers who fixate on that only took 20 minutes are pricing the stopwatch. You're selling a working system. Done right, backed by a warranty, by someone who knew exactly what to do. Frame it as the outcome and the 20 minutes stops being the point. Bundle the part and the warranty into one promise. X to fix it, and we warranty the repair is far stronger than itemizing every screw. The warranty is a big part of why your price beats a parts house DIY, so say it out loud. Never start work on an unapproved estimate. The instant you do work the customer didn't approve, you've put your payment at risk and invited a dispute. Approval first, every time. It protects the relationship and your invoice.